Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah. You know, I am so fired up this morning, and I done determined that if nobody else gets fired up, I'm going to be fired up this morning. You know, what Danny said and what Jamie played is like been burning in my heart. In fact, was it amazing? We went to prison yesterday, and last month we said no more Bible studies, no more girls coming in there to fulfill their relationships, their little lesbian deals. And I'm like, no, we're going to call this a revival service. We're going to go after God. We're not playing games. I hope I didn't offend nobody when I said that, but that's what's going on. Not there's some, there's a core that really wants God, but then there's a core like any church that just, they don't have these, so they write notes and pass them back and forth, but same spirit. So I taught about Hebrides revival, and I taught about the Brownsville revival, and these girls are going, like, whoa, really? They had never heard that, and they're on fire just wanting more of, not all of them, but they all had a decision to make, and I think it's like what you said, Danny. We're going to have to force feed ourselves. Yes. We really are, because we're in a place right now where God wants to move mightily. Been asking him for strategies, and he showed me some strategies. We need to implement some strategies in this church if we want to see a move of God. Y'all know that. We've been praying and asking, but we just kind of been, eh. No, we got to get really, really serious if we want to see a move of God. And a lot of y'all have been. And Danny, I'm convicted as much as anybody. No, I'm not where I was at then. Right. I repent. I am not in the fire of revival like I know I should be. Well, it's just a little downtime. No, that's sin. It's sin. It's sin when we don't want to be in the presence of God. It's sin when we come into the house of God and we don't want to worship the King. It's sin. It's sin. So, praise the Lord. We'll get that out of the way right off. But I got good news. I didn't come here to beat you. I come here to get you so pumped up and excited that you're going to do whatever it takes to get a move of God. Y'all okay with that? Yes. Janet, don't matter what your family's doing, Janet. It don't matter. God's going to move. God's going to move. Even if everybody else don't, God's going to move. God's going to use you. You've been asking for years and years. You will see what you've been promised. A lot of y'all been beat the fire out of, but God is going to show you what you've been promised. He's going to manifest it because he's going to give us strategies to do it. Don't blow the shofar. Is that all right?
Yes, sir.
Just stand up and let out a yell if you can. Get excited. Let's let out a long yell. Let's let it just magnify and get louder and louder and louder. But I don't feel like it. Donna didn't feel like when I made her pick up firewood after her finger was broke either. But you know what? Perseverance, my friend. Like that. Woo! Yes, Jesus. Let's do that again. I like that. Mike, can you play the conch? Go for the conch, man. Let's go. Let's go double. We don't have two shofars up here anymore. We can't even bend over. Daddy, fix my back. Jesus. Lord. Ready? Y'all ready? I mean, do it louder than before. That was good. I'll take these off. I can't see. Yeah, Lord! Yeah! Woo! Jesus! Jesus. Hallelujah. Y'all ever been on a cruise? No. I got to go on one. There's a lot of drunks on there, you know. There is. There's a lot of people, woo, loose. But we went on a shore excursion. Just went to a beach, I think, for the day, and they had this big buffet laid out. And everybody was in Mexico, so everybody was Spanish. And we're just laying out there on the beach, just kind of chilling out. And I heard this, doo-doo, doo-doo. I'm like, whoa, what is a shofar doing blowing? What was it, Cozumel? What is this? So I start walking down the beach, man. I'd stop and listen, and I finally found this little Spanish, little Mexican boy, and he's got these. He's selling these conch shells, and they bore a little hole in them, and I thought, man, that is awesome. I got to buy one of these. So that's where that came from. And they do sound a lot like a shofar. Y'all can sit down. Y'all okay? Y'all aren't in a hurry, are you?
No.
I'm not. How was the fair, Samuel? Good? About you, Ford, was you there? You're going to have more fun here today than you did at the fair. And it's not going to cost you anything. Yeah, it'll cost you everything, won't it? Hallelujah. There was a... talking about Dick Rubin, well, I'll get to that in a minute. There was a T-shirt. How many of y'all know Everywhere That's Famous has T-shirts? They have a T-shirt at White Horse yet? What'd you say? Youth conference. So they do have T-shirts. Well, right after Pensacola started, the move of God started, they had T-shirts. And one of them was, when the pattern is right, the glory will fall. And another one was, yes, Lord, we will ride. And it had the horse coming down from heaven with heaven's armies. And
another one said, more, Lord.
Which is somebody Danny was talking about more. Who else? Jamie was talking about more, Lord. And there is more, but that, I heard Dick Rubin teach on that slightly, but it was when the pattern is right, the glory is fall. It's not like you can move God around like a chessboard, but when you're doing all the things that God desires for you to do, and the church is operating the way that God desires for the church to operate, there is no choice but the Holy Spirit and the power of God to fall. And we've all been there before, praise God, and that's the problem with places like Brownsville, that's the problem with places like Toronto, that's the problem with things like the Hebrides Revival. The problem is, once, Sarah, Susan, once you have been touched like that, you are hopelessly addicted.
Yes.
Just like drugs. You're just hopelessly addicted. Nothing else will ever make you feel like that again. And so I think there's a battle to go after that, but then weariness sets in sometimes and you stop just short of the presence of God invading you the way God wants to. Hey, you know, you went to school there. Kristen went to school there for what, 2 or 3 years? Of course, you know, anyway. But when the pattern is right, the glory will fall. So I just want to tell you some real short things that I feel like the Lord, and then I'm just going to tell you some things that are going to pump you up. I think that are going to make you hungry and thirsty for God. But I feel like Wednesday night is, and what just what you said was confirmation, brother. What you said was confirmation. Wednesday night, we've always prayed. We've, you know, it's been prayer, which I think is good. I think God's honored by that and everything. But I think God's ready to revamp Wednesday nights. And I know it's not going to be a party. It's not going to be we're going to play Monopoly or we're not going to do bingo. But I believe God wants to revamp Wednesday nights. And one thing I think he wants to do is to show just a short video clip of God moving somewhere. Just enough to get us hungry for what God wants. Like Ruth Ward Heflin. Or I remember showing Ruth Ward Heflin at the pastor's conference there in the barn. And the ladies were out there. And they were just giggling and laughing and falling in the floor and acting like drunks. I'm like, woo! Must be some anointing still on these videos. So I can see that happening. Yes. A short video to stir up hunger. I haven't talked with Jenny. I haven't talked with anybody, really. I haven't talked with Jamie. But I really would like 4 or 5 passionate praise songs. Maybe an hour before even there could be a house of prayer setting. But I want to see something that will rah, because that's what we need to do is rah. Amen. Y'all agree? I think we need to rah, really. Amen. You got to rah to get your blood flowing, okay? This is all, you know, this is all, it'll come into fruition the way God wants it to. And I'm not directing it. I'm just saying this is what needs to happen, okay? We need focused prayer. And something about focused prayer, pass these things around. This is the prayer banners that were at Brownsville. There were 10 of them. And these prayer banners were stationed, they would station them prayer night around the sanctuary. And then one of them's for healing. By his stripes we are healed. They got one for pastors. They have one for let the little children come to me, for children's ministries, for family, for schools, for the peace, Messiah, the peace that Jerusalem and the Jewish people had come to know Jesus. They got warfare, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Different ministries. One of the big ones was souls. One was for government, for our government. Y'all can pass these around. There was 10 of them. But I feel like the Lord's saying we need to have 7. I want you to know I'm not trying to reenact Brownsville. I'm not. But they went after God and they had things in place there that facilitated the move of God. Those banners didn't bring the move of God. God wasn't interested in the banners, but it got people focused on focused prayer. Does that make sense? It don't have to make sense even. It worked. And I think 2 years previous to revival, John Kilpatrick, Sunday night service was the big service of the week where people really, you know, the power of God moved and everything. He said, no more are we going to have a service and preaching on Sunday night. We're going to have intercessory prayer. So it's about prayer, 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 prayer. But it's got to, we can't go in there drudging and dreading. We've got to go in there and like yesterday, y'all stand up a minute. I couldn't get the girls in prison to do this yesterday, but that's okay. We had an awesome service in prison yesterday, man. It was awesome. The ones that were there for the wrong reason were under such conviction. It's like, whoa, I was looking at it. First they're talking, passing notes and stuff, and then it's like, get me out of here. Just let me out of here. You know, God was convicting people of sin. But after we prayed, or Sarah was leading praise, I said, come on, girls, let's just jump. Let's just get a little air. And maybe a couple of them did. I said, come on, I'm an old man. Let's get some air. So I suggest highly that we get a little air. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Come on. Come on. Come on. It frees you up. Come on. Come on. It ain't like the barn. We used to have a trampoline in the floor. Oh, y'all get back here on the soundboard. You don't have to do it. I didn't say that. Get some air. Get some air, Dan. Look at Dan. Get some air. Woo! Come on, Holly. Get some air. Yeah, Lord. Woo! Y'all can sit down. That kind of reminds me of a guy who used to be on TV. Come on, girls. Come on, girls. Y'all okay? Well, I know I'm kind of gasping. It just goes to show we need to, you know, and that's something God's been convicting me of. This is all subject to revival, but it's not. God's been showing me Mark needs to get his body in shape. No, really. I mean, you can see that, but when revival comes, and you're 4 or 5 nights a week till 3 or 4 in the morning, you got to get up and go to work the next day. Well, we'll just quit working. No, senor. You still gotta get your paycheck. But God will give you the grace to do that. Seems like we'd have services during the week, and the demon-possessed never decide to get unpossessed till about midnight. And then it's like, oh, gosh, we're going to have 3 or 4 hours of blood. It's wonderful, but where's she at? Where's she at? So I'm believing God, I'll put you in charge of getting our bodies in shape. Yes, come up with a plan. Come with a plan. Aerobics? Aerobics, good. Okay, and men, this is for you. We used to do this, but we have stumbled. And I know the logistics of getting here, but I see, like 5:30 prayer meeting on Wednesday morning. Right here in the kitchen, you know. A couple of guidelines, though, that we're real bad about. Real bad about getting on politics and social ed, just stuff. It's just going to be strictly prayer, going after God. We need a little masculinity in the church. We need a lot of masculinity in the church to be loosed in Jesus' name. That rah, what do you call it? Testosterone. Rah, you got to have it. You got to have it. So, yeah, you'd be a good one to come out, brother. You're just over the hill. You can run over here and get in shape getting over here. Now, some of y'all can make it and some of you can't. As soon as the interstate's fixed down here where you cut into Shively, we'll be able to have it later. But for right now, if you don't leave at a certain time, well, you get hung up in traffic. So I will be here at 5:30 this Wednesday morning. And I'm not, I'm excluding women. Y'all don't want to be here at 5:30 in the morning anyway. Guys, you are welcome, okay? And no condemnation if you can't. Another thing, look what I found. We used to have an aquarium, and we put people in it. Well, we used to put pictures of people in the aquarium, and we put prayer requests in the, and we saw a lot of people get saved through that. And actually, I think the idea came from, because they would lay items on the, just bizarre things would happen to people that got put on the table or in the aquarium. But I found this. This was given to us by Good Shepherd Church when they went out of business. They were up. I went up to, they gave us all their chairs. They gave us a lot of stuff. Oh, no. No, not them people. These were, anyway, this was one of them. It was like a collection box. It's got a dove on it and everything. I thought this would be a really good, we could put prayer requests in here. So start bringing pictures. Start bringing prayer requests. You can even write them down today. Let's start, and we'll lay hands on this thing every time we come in this building, and we'll believe that God, because we need souls. We need souls. So that's what God's about to do. Praise the Lord. Nothing magic about this box. Well, it does have the manna in it. It does have a almond rod. But other than that, it's just a normal box. Let's pray this prayer right quick. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, everybody out loud. Lord Jesus, speak to my heart. Change my life. In your mighty name, Jesus. Amen. And I told them yesterday, I couldn't get them all to do it. Finally did after I kept going over and over and over. I said, you know what? Everyone in this room needs their life changed. That's a good prayer. There's nobody here that doesn't need more of God. And so that's always a good prayer to pray. Give me more of you, Jesus. I need more of you, Lord. Hebrides Revival. I'm going to just tell you a little bit about what I told them. Does anybody know anything about the Hebrides Revival? It was an island off Scotland. It's like very far north. Little barren kind of islands, but there was a lot of fishermen there. There was, I don't know what all everybody made a living. It was a rural area, but there was churches. There was lots of churches, Presbyterian churches, Methodist churches, Catholic probably, whatever. Anyway, people got up on Sunday mornings, and they punched their clocks, and they put in their hour at church. And then they just lived like they wanted to live the rest of the week. Kind of reminds me of America. Not you guys. But the presence and the power of God was no longer there. And so there was these two sisters. And the way they describe it, they lived in a peat. They call it it was made out of earth. And they had a wood stove, and they'd sit around there at night and day, and they prayed, and they prayed, and they prayed for a move of God. And I don't know how many years they did this, but they faithfully went after God. And then a pastor came and called the men to come out and pray. And you know where they met? They met in a barn. Not a church barn, a barn. They met in a barn. And they prayed faithfully. And they would pray from like 10 at night till 3 or 4 in the morning, once or twice a week, and then they would get up and go to work. And one night, this guy got a revelation. Well, let me go back to the sisters. The sisters got this word from God. They got a prophetic word from God that God was going to move in revival and mightily sweep over that island. And that Duncan Campbell, which was a fairly famous evangelist, he was going to come preach at this date and this time. They wrote him a letter and said, you're coming to preach. He goes, oh no, we've got a big conference going on in Scotland, England, or somewhere. I cannot make it. I'll try to make it sometime. And the lady wrote back to him and said, well, I don't know what you're supposed to do, but I know where you're going to be on these dates. You're going to be right here. The conference got canceled, and he got brought right there. But right when all this is going on, all these guys praying in the barn, there was a young man who heard from the Lord, and God took him to Psalm 24. Y'all want to turn there real quick? Y'all got it? Verse 1? Let me know when you get it. I want you to read it too. It's not a new verse to you. Got it, Nana? Praise the Lord. Got it, Susan? Very good. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. This is the question. He said, who may ascend unto the hill of the Lord? What's the hill of the Lord? What would the hill of the Lord be, Samuel? Well, the high places. The mountain of the Lord. Not that he dwells on a mountain, but to go after God where he's at. Who may ascend to that place, wherever it is? Who may ascend to that place where God is at? Where God dwells, where God lives, where his presence is, right? I wasn't trying to mess with you, Samuel. Who may ascend unto the hill of the Lord, or who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This young man, I take it he was a young man in his early 20s, and most of these guys are older guys. He says, I have read this, and I discern that I am not right with the Lord. There's things in my life that need to change. And all the men and the pastor agreed, yes, there's things in our life that need to change. And they pointed to repentance. So they repented of all their sins to each other. And then they went after God. And you know what happened? The building shook. They said it shook. And there was dust falling down from the ceiling where it had been laying. And pieces of hay floating through the air. The building literally shook. Can you think of a place in the Bible where the building shook? Upper room at Pentecost, the building, wham! Come on, I want you to get this. This ain't a fairy tale. This really, 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 really happened. And I love to hear that video or that audio of Duncan Campbell. It said, and when that building was shaken, a power was let loose on the island of Lewis. Of course, he's got a real good Scottish accent. He said, all of heaven came down. And people in the middle of the night, listen, people in the middle of the night, they looked out and lights were going on in the houses here and there and here and there at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. Lights are coming on in the houses. And people are in distress over their sin. And they don't even know why, because they're not believers, half of them. And it said they get on the streets and started walking on the streets and wailing and saying, what must I do? How can I get relief from this? And they went to the police station. Duh. What do I do? They said, I don't know. Go to the church. There's something going on over there. So they go to the church house and they come to Jesus. They come to Jesus, and God moves mightily like that. I don't know how long that revival went on, but almost everybody on that whole set of islands got swept into the kingdom of God. And I'd like you to hear that Revival Fire video sometime, because the guy actually got to go interview some of the fathers of the revival. And you know what he said? And I praise, don't you praise God for second chances? Yes. Danny, don't you remember when that was happening in the barn? Mike, don't you remember when that was happening in the barn? Do you remember, Mike? Were you there? Do you remember what was happening in the barn? Do you remember the long nights where the time just stopped and stood still? Do you remember bodies laying all over the building? Do you remember souls coming in? Do you remember demons coming out? Do you remember? I remember the wonders of the Lord. Same wonders that went on there, but they were interviewing these fathers of the revival for a book they were writing. And the guy says he just happened to run into one of them. And he said, tell me about the revival. You're one of the few people that are still alive that were there. He said, well, sometimes, he said, the ones of us that are left, we come together. Every now and then we come together and we remember what God did. And he said, we weep because we lost that. We lost that move of God. He He said, sometimes in the evening we gather around and remember the wonders of the Lord. And he said, this old man grabbed this young man by the shoulders and shook him violently. And he said, son, whenever you get that move of God, don't you dare let go of it. Don't you dare let go of it. And he said, the reason that the revival stopped was because the leadership, whatever the leadership was, pastors, I don't know. The leadership did not know how to prepare the wineskins. So this is all going to be preparation work for what God's going to do down the road. Maybe this year. I don't know. But we got to get ready. We got to get ready, man. And I know we've been saying that for years, but it's time. It's time to put some wings on this thing. It's time to put down the cares of the world. It's time to put down stuff that draws you away all the time. If you live on this thing, if you die on this thing, if that cell phone's your life, put it down. It's death. Are you listening? It's crap. It's stuff designed to take you away from the presence of God. It's God to you. What's the weather? What's this? What's that? What's going on there? No, you don't need to hear from a cell phone. God can show you, Nina. I know you're a little addicted cell phone user. No, she's not. She's probably still got one that goes like this. Yeah. I'm not against technology. I still love it, you see. Always and forever. Always and forever. Just don't let it captivate your heart, man. God is bigger than what's going on the video. And Danny used it for a good thing. Yes. And by the way, let me tell you something. Y'all remember when Jerry Hill was here? They were putting together every video that had ever been, every service that had ever took place at the Brownsville Revival. They're building an archive. It may be complete. $25 a month, and it goes to good stuff. You can access every, and I'm sure you could record it if you wanted to. Me and Donna's got a whole closet full of VHS, or whatever they are, and I transpose one every now and then to a DVD anyway. So there was a prophecy that went forth that God is going to move on this island. And he did. There was prayer that went up, and it happened, and God shook the place, right? God is no respecter of times or persons, right? Okay, Pensacola outpouring. Danny, I'm glad you said it, because I just know people get sick of me saying it. Why do you always go back to Brownsville? Because I have never, ever, ever seen a move of God like that personally, okay? Yeah, God moved at Lakeland. I mean, it was good. I went there twice. I thought, when's it going to happen? When am I going to? Yeah, you get knocked on the floor, but I didn't feel that presence, that raw. How many of y'all got to go to the Pensacola outpouring? How many of y'all got to go to Awake America right over here in Freedom Hall? They brought it to town. Wow. Well, the good thing is you know what they're going to do, Susan? Would you please tell us what happened at the great, great Faith Harvest outpouring, the Greenville outpouring? Well, I'll tell you. It was like this. One Sunday morning, they were preaching about revival, how to get ready for it, how to pray. And then all of a sudden, all heaven came down. Of course, you know, it's still going on. I'm not in a nursing home, praise God. I'm in better shape than that. Mark and Donna, well, God rest their soul, they're over there in the Greenville Cemetery. But they're not really there. Hey! I might live to 120. Who knows? That would make you... Oh, never mind. You're a young lady. Praise the Lord. So, in 1993, how many of y'all ever heard of Pastor Paul Youngi Cho? He's from Korea. How many of you ever heard him speak live? I got to go to a pastor's conference where he spoke for 4 hours. And it was like, God speak to me? There was 10 people in the living room. God, I close my eyes. God shows me 100 people. I open my eyes. There's only 10 people. I pray for the 100 people. I come next week, 100 people. I close my eyes, see 1,000 people. And I mean, it was, there was no rah, like I'm screaming at you now. It was just like, but it was so deep. It was so deep. But 4 hours he poured into us. But this man hears from, in fact, he's got the largest church in the world. I think it's a couple million. They can't, obviously, they don't have a building they'll fit in. I think Sunday they have services one right after another, you know, all day and all night. But anyway, I think, anyway. Paul Youngi Cho, I won't get this right, pastor of the Yoda? Well, I don't know. Pastor of the Dada Full Gospel Church in Seoul, Korea, the world's largest church, conducted a meeting in Seattle, Washington, and he prayed for revival in America. This is in 93. He questioned God and said, God, are you going to send revival to America, or is she destined for judgment? That's a long time ago. Of course, we're a lot cleaner and holier now than we were then as a nation, aren't we? The Lord instructed him to get a map of America. He did so, and the Holy Spirit told him to point his finger at the map. As he did, he felt his finger drawn to the Florida Panhandle and to the city of Pensacola. I'm going to send revival to the seaside city of Pensacola, and it will spread like a fire until all of America has been consumed by it, said the Lord to Dr. Cho. Dr. Cho shared his experience with others, and the word predictably spread to many of the pastors in the Pensacola area. And then they did groundwork. 2.5 years prior to the revival, Pastor Kilpatrick responded to God's prompting to make Brownsville a house of prayer in an even deeper sense. He set aside tradition and he designated Sunday night services to prayer. And he made up a banner ministry to designate his prayer banners. And I already told you all that. And they, God instructed them to do weekly communion, which God instructed us to do a while ago. And every service, you know, Pastor Kilpatrick taught on the power of a blessing. And every service, he prayed a pastoral blessing over the flock. Dick Rubin had sown into Brownsville. He sowed in for a couple of years before it broke out. Anyway, I'm not gonna read all this because I'll just bore you. But I don't know how this can happen. You know that Brother Reuben, that y'all so richly blessed. He's not going out and speaking now because he had a stroke. He's I don't know if he's not able or he's just. I won't say the word proud because I won't say that. That's not his heart, but I would probably have a hard time ministering if I wasn't. So, just be praying that if he's to be a part of what God wants to do, you know, there's no reason with technology what it is right now. There's no reason we couldn't stream him or have him teach us audio. You know, it could be done very easily. And couldn't it, Holly? It wouldn't be no problem. Because, no, when he called us on the phone and we heard him over the, who was it? You told me that was so anointed, didn't you, sis? You said, God, that, I listened to that the other day on the podcast, and that was, whoa, that loosed something here. That loosed something here. And I got a card from him the other day, and he just said, oh, praise God, y'all are my friends. We'll get together one day, and we'll be able to do it. You know, so I just think all this stuff is click, 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 click. So just please be praying about this for details. Oh, I got to tell you, how many of y'all know the world sometimes responds to what God's getting ready to do more than the church does? You ever notice that? Fads and things you see happening, it's like, what is this? You ever just go, what is this about? What is this fascination with a bear that runs all over four counties? No, really. What's a bear doing in Cordon, Indiana? Do you know before the great earthquake happened out here at, help me, Jesus, the one in Paducah? New Madrid Fault, the biggest earthquake that ever hit the country. They said before that happened, months before that happened, the bear and all these wild animals started coming into the villages. And they weren't attacking people. They were just like, maybe they felt secure. I don't know. And I'm not saying that's what it is. But I've been, Donna, on the way out this morning on the bike at the big old red and black fox was just sitting there in our driveway, and I'm like, I've never, ever, ever seen foxes, maybe at night, but they got all our chickens mostly. So something's going on in nature. Something's going on in our society. And I don't say it's Jesus coming back, but something is stirring. Something is stirring. And we need to baptize here in a minute. I am so honored that y'all are out here. Praise the Lord. You feel that anointing? She does. She'll be drunk before, no, she will, before she gets, woo, Jesus. I love you guys. I close with this very spiritual thing. Y'all ever watch movies? Probably best not to watch most of them. But this was, I was on a spiritual journey with Jerry Bryant, and we were taking a truck to Miami. We were driving this truck to Miami to put it on a boat to go to Haiti, and we had to stop at all these little places and cram it full, man. I mean, this thing was overloaded, and we blew a rear end out in Forrest Gump's town. What's the name of that town? What it? Well, great. Rainbow, Alabama. Well, this is where the bench was. I forget what town it was. There's Savannah. Very good. And so, you know, you got cable TV in a motel, and we don't have it at home, so it's like, woo. So you get to watch people trading, people, pawn shop people, and swamp people. And anyway, this movie come on. Jerry said, you ought to watch that. Well, it was Steve Martin. What redeeming social value could be in that? But Steve Martin was in his movie called Leap of Faith. He was a tent evangelist. Have y'all ever seen this? Well, he had a, I'm not getting names at all. It's not unusual. Who's the hilarious guy with the white hair, the evangelist, the Jesse Duplantis. He said Jesse Duplantis schooled him on how to act like an evangelist. Yeah, he actually took lessons from him. So he's in these tent meetings going, woo, sis, and they're bling, 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 you know, and he's preaching and they're taking money in and they're just ripping people off and they got all these fake healings going on and just all this crazy stuff. And then there was this young man that he's like, he was crippled. I want to be healed. So he come up here on his crutches one night and he said, pray for me. Well, he took a liking to this boy. He didn't want to disappoint him like that. He said, no, pray for me. And he prayed for him. The boy dropped his crutches and he started running around. And Steve Martin's like, I quit. They said, why would you quit now, man? We can make really the big bucks now. This is a real thing. He said, no, when the real thing happens, man, that ruins everything. And anyway, this movie went on. But this was movie, I checked it out, was made like in 1994. And at the end of the movie, all these people are set up in tents, and there's been a drought going on for months and months. He's praying, God, send the rain, send the rain. And so all these people see this miracle, and they're like all together camping out and singing around these campfires. And it was just awesome scene. And so he said, I quit. So he goes out and he hitchhikes, and a semi picks him up. Might have been you, Ben. A semi picks him up, and he gets in it. And I'm trying to... The truck driver, he said to the truck driver, he said, where are you going, man? Pensacola, Florida. I'm like, what? Like, what? He said, yep, I've never been there. I wonder what God will do there. And I'm like, wow. Like less than a year later, God broke out there. And he's going down the road and it starts raining. Just raining like crazy. So, I mean, you know, you could say, well, that wasn't God. But God is pointing all around to revival. God is pointing everywhere to his second coming. Man, we should be the most excited the church has ever been, man. You could look at this stuff and you can get depressed and oppressed, but that's not what God... You look at this election cycle, you look at the stuff going on, you go, this couldn't be happening, but it is. People are sick of business as usual. America is sick of religion as usual. It's time for a move of God. It is time for a move of God. And God wants to give it more than we want it. So I'm telling you, every time you come in here ready to receive from God. Come in ready to do whatever God shows you. Shake off the world. Come on, man. It is time. It is time. It is time. It is time. If your family's giving you trouble, just say, bless God. Praise God. Bless them. 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 But if you want to wallow in it, wallow in it. But I'm not going there. And say it in a nice way. Really. Really. I have decided to follow Jesus. And then it says, if others won't go, still I will follow. Though others won't go. And so many people have been shipwrecked because others won't go. You can't. It's your destiny. It's your destiny. It's your destiny. It's your destiny. If your kids don't go right, it's your destiny. If your wife don't go right, it's your destiny. If your husband don't go right, it's your destiny. You pray for them, you intercede for them, you love them, but you don't stop looking at the prize. You don't stop marching. You can't stop marching. Because God said, the finish line is ahead. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, isn't it? Can't you see it? Can't you just see it, the finish line? You've been waiting all your life to get to the finish line, and you're like, water, 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 water. And God's saying, here it is, all you want. Come on, drink. Drink out of the living fountain. Drink out of that fountain of living water. Stand up. We're going to baptize. But before we do, do you know him? Are you following him closely right now? Are you away from him right now? God wants to restore you. God wants to restore your soul right now. Does anybody need a touch from God? Come up to the altar. Just come up and bow at the altar and ask God to fill you. And I know he will. You can play something there on the audio, praise the Lord. Jesus. Y'all just take hands across there, would you? I just want to pray a blessing on you, and then we're going to baptize in Jesus' name. Everybody hook up. What? We don't have to go across the church. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord Jesus, I thank you for my family, God.
Yes,
aren't we family?
Yes, we are.
Jesus, thank you for my family, God. Thank you, God, for the servants of God. Thank you for your presence this morning. And God, we're not ungrateful. We're not ungrateful at all. Lord, I didn't feel ungrateful to my mom and dad when I was a little boy and I couldn't wait to get up in the morning and see what was under the tree. It was not ungrateful. It was like expectancy. And I know that it made me happy when I had something for my son. And it was like, whoa, I can't wait to see how blessed he is when he gets this present. And Lord, it's the same way with you, God. How blessed you are when your children will reach down and open that gift. So God, bless my brothers and sisters. Bless them going out and bless them coming in. Bless them with more of you. Bless them with a fresh anointing in their life, God. Bless them financially, God. Bless them physically. If there's any disease, if there's anything working in their body that doesn't belong, we curse it and we cast it out now in the name of Jesus, and we speak life to dead bones right now. We speak life to bodies that are weak and weary. Rise up and receive the goodness of the Lord. The goodness of the Lord. The goodness of the Lord. Just proclaim this. By your stripes, Jesus. Like you mean it. By your stripes, Jesus. I am healed. I am delivered. I am free. I am more than a conqueror. And I want everything that you have. And that won't be enough, God. I want more. I want more. Give me more. Put your hands on your belly. Fresh. Give me a fresh anointing from heaven. Oh, God, activate. Activate in that secret place of the Most High. Ho. Ho. Woo. Y'all feel that? See, that's from God. That ain't from a man. That's from the Holy Spirit. Ho! Yes, Lord! Blessings from the kingdom of God. Woo! Fire, God. Fire. Fire go through these hands, God. Fire in this belly. Fire in this belly. Anointing, anointing. Just say it. More. I want more. Give me more, Lord. More, Lord. More, Lord. More, Lord. More, Lord. The fire of God. More, Lord. More, Lord. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Fresh anointing. Show kurabasite korobo sandabareshi katabatea. Who? Don't be freaked out by the things of God. What would you have done when a bunch of dry bones put together and started walking around? It's pretty supernatural. This doesn't even touch it. Just put your hand on there again, both of them. More, right there. More, Lord. I want more, Lord. Give me more, Lord. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I want to love you more, God. I want to know the power of your resurrection, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Let's just quietly walk over to the baptismal and see what God does over here.